This is Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm News Director Nicole Walton, and in the studio, I have the Democratic candidate for the Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Just a little bit of background. You're in a very little at that. You're the CEO of the Ross Initiative in Sports for Equality and the former dean of Wayne State University Law School, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You have also written a book called State Secretaries of State, Guardians of the Democratic Process. What is your fascination with the Secretary of State's office?
Well, the Secretary of State is the chief election officer and the chief vehicles officer for the entire state. And in that way, it interacts with more citizens than any other office in the state of Michigan. And so it's a tremendous opportunity to make government work better for everyone and ensure that it's working to improve people's lives. And the democracy side, the elections piece, has been the heart of my career since I started as an election law attorney, and really, as the chief election officer for the state, it is critical that we have a democracy that is accessible and secure, and it is the job of the Secretary of State to make that a reality.
Now, as you just mentioned, there has been a lot of focus on security of elections mm-hmm. in this country lately. How do you think Michigan's voting process could be improved?
Well, I believe in making it easier to vote and harder to cheat, that everything we do to provide access to the vote, we should couple with the effort to secure the process. And in that way, I'd love to see changes to make it more convenient for people to cast their ballot, early voting, no reason absentee voting, for example. And then I want to implement security measures like post-election risk-limiting audits that are in place in two states already, Colorado and New Mexico, but have been found to be the best way to ensure our machines are accurately counting our ballots. And that's really why I love this office so much, because no matter what issue you care about, whether it's better roads, better environment, access to quality health care, schools, ensuring that our taxpaying dollars are spent well, all of that starts with being able to hold your elected officials accountable, and that starts with access to the ballot box, and that's where the Secretary of State comes in.
How do you feel about absentee voting? Should people be able to vote absentee for any reason?
Yes, I would support fully no reason absentee voting implemented in a secure way to ensure to protect against fraud. And the reality is most other states have this and have figured out how to do it securely. And I would like to bring that type of service here to Michigan, because our voters should have the same access to democracy that voters in other states have.
Voter turnout has typically been low, except for this past primary where mm-hmm. it was historically high.
Yeah.
What do you believe is the key to getting people out to vote?
I think connecting the vote to our voice, making sure that we feel that we're being heard, and seeing that truly in voting, we have an opportunity to elect people who will improve our day-to-day lives, whether it's fighting for increased work protections or wages, more jobs, better health care. As I said, all of that starts with whether our voices are heard and we have access to the ballot box. And that's really the heart of our democracy, making sure that people who have the power to make decisions to affect our everyday lives listen to us in making those decisions. And that's why the vote is such a powerful tool.
You want to keep fees at the Secretary of State's office down. In fact, you don't want to increase them. Why don't you tell us what you're thinking about that?
Yeah, well, so when I was dean at Wayne State Law School, I advocated effectively to freeze tuition and make sure that at the same time we were holding costs down for our students, increasing scholarship opportunities, and expanding our services. We actually went up in the rankings of law schools. We became the number two law school in the state during my tenure. So I want to bring that experience to Lansing and similarly advocate against any increases in driver's fees that have hit our families particularly hard in recent years. Fees have gone up 18% or more, and we haven't seen much return on our investment in our roads or elsewhere. So I want to be an advocate for our drivers, for our citizens in Lansing, and work to freeze those fees, advocate against increases, and also be willing to do more with less within our own office and work to keep delivering those services in an effective way, but trying to cut our budget where we can to streamline the efficiency of our spending.
What's this about a 30-minute guarantee?
Mm-hmm. Well, it comes from this recognition that we want to succinctly talk about how I want to work to save citizens' time when they go to the branch offices. So it's this idea that that we should expect to be able to get in and out of a branch office in 30 minutes or less, no matter where you are, whether you're up in Houghton or you're in Hillsdale or in Grand Rapids or in Detroit. In some of the branch offices here in the UP, I know you can get in and out in 15 minutes or less, and maybe even 30. And so I want to see what's working and ensure every citizen has access to that same efficiency. And it's also really a way to communicate what it means when I say I want to save our citizens time and money and protect their voice.
What other changes would you like to make should you be elected?
Well, I want to be a Secretary of State who champions transparency and accountability in every aspect of our state government, whether it's working to encourage or require more disclosure of money in politics, require the our elected officials to be more transparent in how they're operating and making decisions, because all of that goes into us as voters being able to hold our elected officials more accountable, which has got to be at the heart of our democracy. And when we see things like corruption in state government or at the local level, it's often because we don't have access to that transparency. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors, and we need to know that in order to make informed decisions as voters.
Democratic candidate for Michigan's Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.